It was a blistery, hot afternoon, and we were occupying a piece of shade on the north side of the saddle shed. I had been logging 18 hours a day on fire patrol and was worn out from all the stress and strain. And I had seized the opportunity to, grab a few winks of sleep. Hank, you better look at this. Something's going on. I lifted my head and glared at him through soggy eyes. Drover, something is always going on. At any moment, in any part of the universe, something will be going on. Yeah, but you won't like this. Someone's down at the corrals, and I think he's running a welder. It was then that my ears picked up the drone of a portable welder's gasoline engine. I shifted my gaze to the northwest and focused in on the scene. Sure enough, some guy was down there welding the cow chute. As you may know, a cow chute is a device that is used to restrain cattle so that the cowboy crew can perform medical services that cows don't necessarily want to receive. The chute is made of steel bars. When a cow walks into it, the cowboys trap her head in the head gate and compress the sides, holding her in one place whilst they give her a shot, check her temperature, or doctor an infected wound. A cow chute is a handy piece of equipment, but 1,000-pound animals take their toll, even on steel. And from time to time, our lads have to crank up the welder and do some repairs. But in the middle of a dry spell? That was a no-no. I don't believe this, Drover. I was up all night scouting for fires, and here's some nut running a welder in the heat of the day. Why, he could start a fire that would burn this whole ranch to the ground. Yeah, I wonder who it could be. I leaped to my feet and loosened up the enormous muscles in my shoulders. Nobody on our ranch would do such a crazy thing. He must be a stranger. Let's go to Code 3 and put a stop to this nonsense. We went streaking through the corrals, ducking under gates and bottom boards of the corral fence, and arrived at the scene only minutes later. There before us, we saw a strange man working under a welding hood and creating a shower of red and yellow sparks. In the corral, there wasn't much vegetation that could burn, just a small patch of weeds at his feet. So maybe the fire danger wasn't all that great. But operating a welder during a drought was against regulations, and this guy needed a good scolding. I studied his appearance and memorized even the tiniest of details. He was fairly tall and thin, wearing steel-toed lace-up work boots and a pair of blue overalls that were spotted with grease. Little burned holes on the sleeves suggested that the guy often used these coveralls as his welding uniform. Oh, and did I mention the ragged cuffs? The cuffs around both ankles were frayed into strings. It was those ragged cuffs that helped me identify the culprit. I had seen them before. Drover, I've got him identified.